South Africa was recently shaken by reports of a 0% matric pass rate at school in Limpopo, a statistic which obviously raises serious concerns about education, belief systems, and the social conditions shaping learning outcomes in some communities. Joining us now on the line to unpack this and to find out exactly what transpired here, we welcome Tori Moeme from Mama and Child Elevate, an organization which works closely with families and communities to support child development, education, and parental empowerment. Tori, a very good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Have I pronounced your name correctly?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Oh, great. Great to have you on board, Tori. And thanks for joining us. And as mentioned, I hope I've mentioned or rather pronounced your name correctly.
Yes, you did actually. And I'm very happy to be joining you today, this afternoon.
Great to have you on board, Tori. And thanks so much for taking the time to join us to discuss this issue, which could have further implications, ramifications. But okay, first things first. Tori, when news broke about this matric pass rate in Limpopo, of course, many people were shocked. That's really an understatement. But from your work on the ground, what was your initial reaction? Let's take it from there.
With regards to what I focus on, which is the empowerment of mothers, and with that, speaking to raising empowered kids, mm-hmm. my attention was taken by some of the reasons that were mentioned mm-hmm. as being the reason why the reported pass rate was passed for that particular school. And this obviously has exposed, I was blown all off of my feet when I heard of that. I thought to myself, I must not, like, this must be a mistake, because I've never known of anything like this.
Okay.
And in my opinion, this has obviously exposed a web of interconnected issues, and various departments have already made pledges to pull together forces in order to implement solutions for this. Mm-hmm. However, a plea was also made to parents regarding the need for support and discipline of their children. And another aspect of the whole thing that caught my attention really was one of the reasons that were mentioned, which was witchcraft and the belief system that the people there in the community supposedly hold.
Okay, now how does that, sorry if I may come in there, we're talking about witchcraft and bewitching and what have you. How has mm-hmm. this come into play with the situation?
You know, a belief system really is the basis of how you as an individual show up in life. It influences how you show up in every aspect of your life. In this case, even the way in which you conduct yourself as a child at school, the way in which you perform at school, and like mm-hmm. I said, other areas of your life, the way in which you show up in relationships to friends, your former classmates, your teachers, and so forth.
Right.
So it really is the basis of how people in general show up in life. And this includes children, how children show up.
Hi, Tui. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I was saying it includes how children also show up in various aspects of their life, including this issue that is brought up, which is performance within the education.
I'm trying to understand the witchcraft. So what exactly is, are we talking possession? Are we talking, what kind of control? What influence are we talking about on the children, which reflects in their behavior? What are we looking at?
This to me reflects on how, and this is something that is very common amongst a lot of communities, especially rural communities, which reflect generations of limited access, especially to belief systems that are conducive and are for the prosperity of those people within the communities. What I see here is the existence of a lot of fear, and that is also how I suppose the parents, the children. It's not a lack of love, but it's a fear for their safety. So they take this from actual lived experiences where progress sometimes brings about jealousy, conflict, or isolation within communities, rather than protection and encouragement of prosperity.
Okay. Mm. Now, from your perspective, let's look at the work of Mama and Child Elevate. What approaches are most effective? What do you adopt? What do you adapt in terms of challenging harmful beliefs without dismissing people's cultural realities? Because it's a balancing act there. You're trying to, you know, like not offend without, you know, doing something else. How do you come in on such what you've just explained, and what do you do to remedy that?
Okay, like I've always said, I believe that it starts with the parents. Mm-hmm. Rather than focusing so much on the children, a lot of focus should also go to the parents, because as children, they learn from what is, yes, said, like expressed often, as well as what is modeled by their parents. So this, like I said, is closely tied to things like poverty, unresolved trauma, unemployment, mistrust of systems, including spiritual systems. And with our organization, the aim is to empower parents.
Okay.
To have a shift in mindset with regards to how they see life, their identity they carry, the mindset they carry, the way in which they process things and resolve issues, especially emotional issues. Because if a parent has an understanding of their identity and who they are as a human being, I honestly do not believe that we would have such fear to the point of having such results from children. If you know that you are a human being with certain qualities, and this is how you function, this is how you process things in order for you to be a fully functional and thriving human being, which then can be passed to the children. This includes identity. This includes being under some sort of authority, higher authority, because people who are under some sort of divine higher authority, they are reported to have a high level of courage, a high level of resistance. They have a certain way in which they carry themselves. You know, they show hope in their lives. They do not operate from a sense of powerlessness.
So Tori, sorry, carry on. I thought you'd concluded that. Please carry on.
Yes, so if that empowerment is brought to the parents, then it can trickle down to the children and change it, the way in which they see things, the way in which they handle things, mm-hmm. especially emotionally, because our emotions influence the way in which we act, the way in which we carry ourselves, the way in which you present yourself and show up in life. I mean, if you believe that you are powerless, obviously subconsciously you are going to be led to behave and act in a way that produces that, so you will have a life that reflects powerlessness.
So Tori, okay, up till now the focus has been with parents. Of course you do get community pressure and community influence creeping in here. What is happening in communities like this then, and what have you seen in terms of their influence and what they impose on children, on the youth?
As opposed to like the olden days, we are still communities. We still refer ourselves as communities. However, we have divided amongst ourselves. In the olden days, I I hope I can say this, but okay. In the olden days,
okay.
A child did not just belong to the parent. We knew that the lady I meet on the street is also my mother. The lady mm-hmm. I can meet on the street has something that I can learn from her. The lady that I meet on the streets, the gentlemen, the older men that I meet on the streets are like father figures to me, who I can learn something from them, who I allow for discipline and reprimanding from them.
Okay.
As compared to now, now there's a division, there's a rejection towards that community aspect that used to exist in the olden days.
I love your term of olden days. We'll chat about that another time, Tori. But okay. Tori, I don't mean to put you on a spot, but what you've just outlined now, yes, we are focusing on the Limpopo region. Is this mm-hmm. prevalent elsewhere in the country, to your knowledge? Yes.
It's very common amongst, like I said, communities.
Sure.
Especially where there's poverty. There is, even in my community, it's not, of course, as prevalent as it's reported in Limpopo, but I can assure you that it's very, very much common in a lot of rural areas.
So Tori, okay, so we've looked at, from your perspective, with Mama and Child Elevate, what you are endeavoring to do about this. Let's now bring in other aspects. For example, now, how can school social workers and community leaders engage parents in a way that builds trust rather than resistance?
Okay, like I said, I feel like the young generation now mm-hmm. is experiencing a lot of rejection and a lot of judgment. So the aspect of safety is not really there. The aspect of intimacy, vulnerability is not really there. In honesty, a lot of work needs to be done to bring back that passion that people put into the work that they do. The compassion that they need to lead with in order to get through to these children. I mean, right. Now, in my view, children just go to school, and like I said, as a human being, there's certain aspects to you that need tending to, that need development. So we need to go back to looking at the individuals as like holistically. Don't just focus on the performance of the child in terms of grades, but also look at the child as a human being who exists outside of school, and their existence outside of school influences a lot on how they perform in school. So I think there's an urgent need for that. I'd say like a body of people from different departments that would support children within schools. Yes, a mm-hmm. lot of schools have social workers that try to speak to these social issues, but we really need like a team, at least in each school, that would speak to these social and psychosocial issues that greatly affect the performance of children in schools in terms of their grades.
101.9 Chai FM. This is the Afternoon Brief. I'm Michael McKenna. I'm chatting to Tori Moyame from Mama and Child Elevate. We are looking at this 0% pass rate in Limpopo and the social factors which have contributed and led to the situation. Tori, once again, thanks for joining us. As we conclude, we've spoken about schools and institutions, how they can come in and help along with your organization to remedy the situation. How do you think ordinary South Africans now can contribute to changing this narrative and supporting children in vulnerable communities? We're talking about ordinary South Africans now.
From our perspective, like I said, we need mentoring and changing how we talk about the success in villages with empathy and not judgment. We need a change in the mindset within the communities, not just schools, because like I said, the life at home greatly affects the life, the children's lives in school. We can have people saying certain things, or people encouraging and trying to shift the mindset of these children in school. But then if I go back to a household that sees differently, mm-hmm. and a household with people whom I probably respect more than the people who would come to my school and tell me a certain point or try to make me see things differently, it's also like it forms some sort of a contradiction. So there needs to be empowerment engagement within the community and within the schools. What's said to the children, what's been taught to the children in schools, needs to be reinforced again within the communities, so that sure. there's one song that is sung to mm-hmm. these children, not a contradiction of how to view life.
Tori, we're going to have to leave it there. Kind of like overstayed our welcome. I always use that expression on air. We've just run out of time, but Tori, wishing you all the best with Mama and Child Elevate. Thanks so much for coming to, well, joining us on today's show to give us your perspective from a community, parental, and of course, olden day viewpoint of how, you know, what the children today are facing regarding their studies and, yes, what needs to be done to... at least assist them in successful studies and, of course, the pass rates we want to see, as opposed to a zero matric pass rate at the school in Limpopo, which is our focus today. Tori Moame from Mama and Child Elevate.